Can the government forgive my hangover? This is the perfect pour.
Can only forgive 10,000 hangovers.
Oh, and the first 10,000?
Yeah. And all your hangovers after that, you got paid for.
Damn it.
Full hangover price.
Full retail.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's just a fun place for beer geeks to hang out. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're just going to be hanging out and drinking beers, talking about the beers we were drinking last week and the beers we're going to drink this week, maybe. And the listeners are going to call us and tell us some things to talk about, and we're going to go over some culture notes and the whatnots. We're going to look at our Untappd and see how cool we were this past week on Untappd. And all of those kind of fun things. So thanks for being here. Glad you're here.
Oh, yeah.
For the show, we started tailgating. We had a little, got to have a little something, something.
That's right. Loosen up.
Yeah, loosen it up.
The strings.
Gear it up. I've been drinking this Wazoo Corvette, donated Corvette. Wazoo Corvette. I'm assuming it's Marine Corvette, but I always read it as Corvette car. But anyway, Wazoo beer from Fieldwork Brewing, King Citra Double IPA. This is a top 10 all timer.
Whoa, wait, that's juicy.
Juicy. That's a heavy juicy on the juice, huh?
The wheeze and the juice.
It feels good when it passes my lips.
Yeah. Boom.
Always good. Good. Good.
So good.
It's so good.
How is it? Is it the right temperature?
It's a little warm. It's a little warm.
It's a little warm.
In the studio, I had to close the door because it's a cricket season, and there was aggressive cricket outside, and I sprayed, and not like chemically sprayed, I sprayed water, and that sort of calmed them down for a little bit, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It'll dry off and start cricketing back, so.
Damn it.
But right now, we're cool. So I'm drinking that.
Crickets.
Don't you miss the hot studio
so much
episodes?
I can't believe I'm sitting here in the air conditioning.
Yep.
I just can't.
I was a tyrant with the brothers. Like no door. Yeah, when the crickets are going on, we couldn't even leave the doors open. They have to close the doors. No air conditioning. No fan. No open door. Just let them sweat it out. Oh, you like that breeze?
Too bad.
Oh, is that a nice breeze coming through? Door closed.
Closed it.
Yeah.
You can no longer get this.
So that's what I got. I'm drinking still. What are you working on over there?
Still. Man, it's just getting warmer.
The longer I know, it's getting warmer. It's all right. Different flavors are coming out.
So I also am drinking a Wazoo beer. It is In Zen Weizen, Bavarian Hef from Monk's Cellar. 5.3 alcohol. No date, but I don't know if the Hefs matter. I don't think Hef Weizen's expire.
No. I don't know if it's Hefeweizen's, but something I was joking. Just like it was another beer. But anyway, Hefeweizen is just like they're already old tasting as soon as they.
as soon as they
can them, they're just like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, should we date these? Nah, no, it doesn't matter. Nobody's gonna pay attention.
If you're buying a Hef, you don't care about your beer choices anymore.
No, you're not looking over.
I love gold.
That's a small percentage there.
Yeah.
What is that?
When was the last time you talked to someone like, bro, have you ever tried Bavarian Hef?
I've not. That's not been a conversation.
That's not happened lately. I'm shocked. Just opened Moonraker's Mooniverse IPA. So we're getting back to normal here. Oh. Not going to take it out of the can, but I'm guessing it's clear. Smells clear.
Oh. Mooniverse? I don't know.
Smells like rotten tree bark.
That could be hazy. Wet tree bark or rotten tree bark?
Like extra damp, like on the verge of rotting.
Mossy tree bark?
Like mossy
tree bark. Pacific Northwest tree bark?
Yeah, the northern exposure.
Like Kurt Cobain peeing on a tree in the Washington woods somewhere. Is that what you're getting? Because I imagine that's what you're getting.
I'm shocked a beer hasn't been made from that tree yet.
This is Kirk.
The Aberdeen tree. Aberdeen IPA.
Aberdeen IPA. Made from Kurt Cobain's...
Kurt Cobain's youth pea tree.
Yeah.
The tree that he wrote Territorial Pissings from.
I don't care about this song.
See? What? Doesn't that sound like the song you would sing while you're pissing on a tree?
Yep. You're like, I care. I'm afraid of ghosts.
What dead celebrity artifact would you drink a beer made from?
Oh, gosh. Lord.
Do we need to come back to this? Yeah. Topic? Do we need to come back at all?
No, I don't want to think about it anymore.
All right.
Jerry Garcia.
Jimi Hendrix headband sweat beer.
Yeah.
Laced with acid.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm trying to think of something else. I was trying to think of
Okay, well, I guess that's time to get the show going.
Move along.
Nicholas, do you have anything for to share with the class?
How many more beer closures are we going to talk about this year? Should we just stop
closure
here?
Closure season. We still haven't finished closing off all the pandemic killer stuff yet.
The perfect pessimist. McKellar's leaving San Diego. They said bye.
Oh boy, bye. No more McKellar in San Diego.
Yep.
Are they gonna contract Alesmith is gonna they're gonna have an Alesmith contract? Brew their beers and just not have any space anymore.
No physical, no brick and mortars.
No,
they're going digital.
Yep, and we're analog. There's
sad digital. Analog.
Analog beer.
Analog. I'm getting slight oldness out of this.
Uh oh. Check them dates. He's checking the dates.
No,
he's
725.
No,
22.
That's within range. Yeah, you do have to check the year.
Yeah,
I don't care how. I don't care how deep you are into the year. Do go all the way to the end and check the year. Don't be just like, oh yeah, it's 722. That's fine. Whoa. What year is it though?
Yeah, what year? Hey, this is made September 15th. Wait, that hasn't happened yet.
You're like, whoa, future beer.
Hey, Marty, did Doc's in this from the future in that FedEx package? We've been out betting down at the mailroom. What this was for?
Those are my initials.
It's Doc.
Yeah, but it's old me from the past. You got to help me get back to the future.
To the future. Found this really hot girl in the past in the old West, and I stole her. Kidnapped stole her. Stole a hot girl. Brought her to the future.
It's okay when it's my idea.
We made some two creepy kids.
Back to the Future referencing.
I know.
I mean, those Doc's kids are pretty creepy, man.
Jules and Vern.
Yeah. What's going on with those two? All their lives, all they've known is time travel. They don't know. They don't have any. They're not grounded. These two kids.
Yeah.
They're a menace. Oh, there's a series for you. Adult version of those two. Like that. Oh, they're a menace. You know, they're not right.
You think like they just keep going back and messing it up even.
Oh, yeah. They just like totally take over that time machine. This is our time machine now, Dad.
They lose it all.
Yep. And then
Biff still comes out triumphant.
And then Bill and Ted have to show up and like save everything.
Be excellent
just
to
be
each other.
Excellent to each other.
Then death comes and sinks their battleship.
So McKellar.
Yep, they say bye. So I'm like, are we getting to the point where it's time to start homebrewing again?
Do I have to start homebrewing again? Oh my god!
Is this what we're down to?
Oh my god!
Fire up the beer, Mr. Beer Kit. Because as soon as I asked that question, the internet listener inners brought this to me. Craft beer made easy.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Beer maker, BERMKR, is the world's first automatic beer brewing machine that anyone can use.
Really? World's first? It seems like there's already been several of those. A gallon of
award-winning craft beer in a week's time.
Ooh, award-winning. Can I enter it at the fairgrounds contest? I wonder if there's any guidelines.
It does not say fair restricted.
Most disclaimer, most fair contests restrict this. Just don't tell me you made it through this. Tell me
step
you did
one, it pour a Pliny in the top, wait a week, and it comes out the bottom.
Pour Pliny in top. Wait a week, bottle it.
Bottle
it. This is my Pliny clone. Fuck, you nailed it. It's kind of weird, but you nailed it.
I wonder if we'll get one of these.
Well, if they're listening, they want to send us one, and we'll take it out for a spin for one episode and joke about it and then forget about it. Just ask the physics people. Like, hey, we're going to give you this item and... you know, if you could talk about it and blah, 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 and use it. Oh, yeah, we'll do that, physics people.
Dear physics, we broke it. And we have another
Dear
one.
Physics, have you listened to the episode yet? Oh, no. I'm sure you did great. Oh, yeah, we did. Don't bother listening to it because we did
Don't
great.
Don't bother listening.
Your sales are about to explode. I hope you have enough people there. Get ready.
I wish we would have had a product code for Sonic Foamer so we could know how many of those
the Sonic Foamer. No, and those people got their money's worth. Yeah, I feel bad for the physics people. By the way, if you're a new listener, that physics, the home brewing, or no, sorry. Physics is like a little tap, like your at-home tap thing where you put a little bomber in the physics, and the and then you can use it as a tap, and it comes out. It's supposed to simulate having draft beer. And it's cool, but you know, they give it to us and we use it like 1 week and then just made fun of it. So that will great for sponsorship possibilities in the future when we do that, but we did. But then also got that little, it's around here somewhere. I'm trying to look for it.
Yeah.
I'll source
it.
No, I got it.
Is Louis using it for a chew toy?
It's a sonic foamer. Now, the sonic foamer people gave us this little sonic foamer. What it is, it like, looks like this little hopped up little coaster, and you turn it on, and it'll reinvigorate your beer, like bubble it up, give it a little bit of texture. And we use the crap out of this thing, and sonic foamer people got their money's worth from us.
Yeah.
And I've got it, and it's still working. It's original battery in there.
What?
Are the party lights
working too?
Let me see. All right, so the light's on.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's not. Must not be enough
juice. No party lights.
No, the light underneath, that blue light. I'm talking to Nick, because Nick knows, but sorry, listeners.
I know.
There's the party lights happening, but it's not.
Sweet.
Oh. Should I have water in that?
Maybe the tubes just need to warm up.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Well, we'll check in on the sonic foamer later, folks. But those people, sonic foamer people, they need to send us another one.
I wonder how they're doing. Did they survive the pandemic?
How are they doing? How are they doing?
Sonic Foamer is on Amazon for $24.95.
Oh shit. Amazon. Oh, I could have been using that for blogging purposes. Got a little action. A little linkage.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Do we need to start an Instagram? I mean an Amazon page for people to buy stuff?
Maybe. The patron, the golden gods are not enough. We also need free shit.
Mm-mm.
We got to get that roller,
I clicked on the Sonic Foamer link, and it took me to an amazingly low-priced pharmacy.
Uh-oh.
I think they've been hacked.
Oh, no. Sonic Foamer's been hacked. Could somebody, if anyone listening that are friends with Sonic Foamer people, let them know that they've been hacked?
SonicFoamer.com. Click the link. Low cost meds, secure RX.
Well, maybe somebody took over the .com. Maybe the Sonic Foamer people went under, and then those people just bought that .com. That happens.
This is why I'm broke.com. Gave Sonic Foamer 4.6 stars.
We give it 5 stars. Totally out of style.
Totally our style.
Well, I heard
competition.
Also heard in San Diego that maybe you have this, that Pariah, North Park Pariah is closing. They're still, Pariah's still making beer, but like their North Park location is closed. It's a lot of bad San Diego stuff.
Man.
Deep Fontana Gym.
Homebrewing.
Deep Fontana Gym shared this information.
Oh, that's where I saw it. Maybe it was the Porum.
Maybe. What else? Do you have any other things, Nick?
Let's see. So the beer maker kit. I think this was a Shark Tank idea. It's patented technology that makes the beer for you. And you could buy kits of your favorite brew.
Okay when you're using it in brewing, terminology. But it's if there's no, if you're not, If there's no space for you to put some skill, to involve some skill or art in it, then what is the point? Like, I get the whole, like, making it easy as possible, because that I kind of would want that. But there needs to be a little bit of space where I can at least, like, make the recipe something. Like, there's got to be some sort of artful skill involved. If you don't have the artful skill, then it's just boring. That's why
artfully crafted brews from somebody than make your own okay version.
Right. Like, I don't like if everybody has this is our West Coast IPA kit, and if everyone just followed the instructions and everything always came out, came out the same, and that's just boring. But if you can I don't know. Because everyone's like, the whole point of making your own beer is like sort of like feel good about yourself, you know? It's for positivity. Yeah. Like, hey, I did that. And, you know.
So you're saying when you're ready to homebrew, just pull my headphones out, you're gonna go all in. And buy a
not necessarily. I'm just saying that, like, there needs to be I need to be able to display some skill is all. If it's just completely brew by numbers, put in hop, now put in thing, and now you done, like, then it's just like, what's why
wait bother? 1 week.
Yeah. There needs to be some space for me to possibly screw up. There needs to be some space for me to really get deep and like find a way to make something better or something. I don't know. But if they want to send us one, I'll do it. I'm ready.
All right. We're ready.
Mr. Beer Kit, or these people want to send me something, I'll do it. I'll take my stove up for the weekend.
Sorry, honey.
I won't do it in the summer here in Fresno, because then it'll make my house all hot and shit.
That is true. The things we barbecue that we don't need to be barbecuing, we do because it doesn't make the house hot, is quite high.
Yeah, there's like commercial going around. I don't know what it's for, but like the wife, the husband like makes like barbecues like a hot dog on the barbecue. And she's like, you've
been there.
Like, you fired it up for a hot dog. And he's like, yeah. So that's what it's like here. Fresno, he's like, fire up the grill for anything just so you don't use the stove.
I could do this in the oven or the barbecue's right outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tater tots. Put on baking sheet and oven for at 350.
Yeah, you can borrow. Yeah. I put tater tots in the
grill tray of the barbecue.
Yeah. The Traeger can do that. Traeger can do a lot of stuff.
Smoke some tots.
Yeah, smoke them. Get that smoke ring around that. How's that smoke ring doing around your tots there, huh? It's kind of weird, Dad.
You like your tots rare?
How you like medium your tots? Rare. You like your tots medium? You like your tots with a little bit of a soft, gooey center? Or you want them?
Yeah. Or extra crispy.
Mm-hmm. Is that the culture things?
There was a local thing, I believe.
Oh no,
Tioga Sequoia.
I've heard of them.
Heard of them? They are doing a two for Tuesday kind of thing. Or are they doing a
two for Tuesday?
Doing a beer special at the stadium. You get two Tioga beers,
two tacos, two Tiogas.
There you go.
Is that what it is?
Cold Boy Summer. Maybe it's on Insta.
It's I'll Cold Boy B O I. Cold Boy Summer.
Boy. Tioga Sequoia. Looks like Tioga. Well, it doesn't, it's not here, so I don't know what happened. Hella local.
That sounds like a Tioga thing.
I thought they had a baseball special.
You're nuts. No, no, they have before.
Okay.
It's the same. I mean, don't get jealous, everyone, but single A affiliate, low single A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, the Fresno Grizzlies.
Oh, we're down. We're degraded to a single A?
Yeah.
We're not triple A anymore?
No.
Wow. What did we do wrong?
We just, the whole triple A game, man, it's like musical chairs, and we got left without a chair 1 year. And
yeah, but like single A. Every team we were associated with went to the World Series.
Yep. We bumping up. The Giants.
How are we not?
We're the Giants AAA affiliate. They won the World Series, man. Mostly on Fresno Grizzly talent. Houston Astros went to the World Series and won, mostly on Fresno Grizzly talent. Then the Washington Nationals went to the World Series, won World Series, mostly on Fresno Grizzly talent. And then we just didn't get to have AAA anymore. Like, that's enough.
Yeah. They're doing too good. Take it away from them.
Yep.
They're going to get a complex.
Yeah, Fresno's going to start thinking they're a normal city and everything. They're going to have self-respect. Take that away from them.
Next, they're going to want to be paid. Next, they're going to want money from us. What, now you want to eat? What? Get out of here.
All right, what? Are we good?
We're good. I could complain more.
I saw some more complaining. It's not stout season yet, is it, by the way? I just want to check.
We're approaching the 3 days where it's not stout season, which is Labor Day.
Oh, weekend. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, all right. Yeah, so Labor Day coming up. Enjoy those 3 days without stouts.
Get into your pumpkin beer.
No stouts allowed.
No stouts. All pumpkin and Oktoberfest beers for 3 days.
Is Labor Day now pumpkin beer day? Official opening of pumpkin beer season?
Official opening day of pumpkin beer.
Woo! Jump in the pool with my pumpkin beer. And then I get underwater with the GoPro camera and I drink my pumpkin beer in the pool, the bottom of the pool. That's
right. How many gourd puns can you make?
Ah, looking forward to Labor Day. No white IPAs after Labor Day. That's a thing,
right? No.
Nope, no white.
Wow.
No white IPAs.
I'm scared, but it's probably easier said than done.
Yeah, worse.
Easier done than said.
Hey, IPAs are everything now, but somehow there's no white IPAs. Remember when white IPAs were a thing like 10 years ago? And then like now IPAs are just all IPAs. And then it was like, nah, I want a white IPA.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Hey, this is you. This is you, man. This is all your chance to be on the show. You can call us, leave us on a traditional voicemail line, 559-492-0542. or you can record something and send it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And we'll play the thing that you send us. Or you can just email us and we'll read the email.
I love gold!
This is another Wazoo Corvette beer. It's Galactic Phantom IPA from Crooked Lane up there in Auburn, north of Sacramento.
Auburn.
Say it like Wazoo says it. Sacramento.
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 Sacatomato.
Oh, let's get.
Oh, no.
There is aroma there that I'm stealing it
all.
Do
not.
It is a. It is a feeling.
Do not enjoy that aroma.
Familiar aroma, but I cannot place it, and it's not a normal IPA aroma. It's like. What? Like.
Wet, what is it?
Like wet cigarettes?
Wow.
I don't know. It's weird. Oh. That is a different beer. It's not bad, though. It's just different. Featuring, this is a Super Galactic Fam Malicious. Featuring Phantasm, Galaxy, Nelson, Citra, and Mosaic hops. Galaxy Fam is a far-out party for the palate. We teamed up with buddy John Gululi of Bricks Factory Brewing to craft something innovative that showcases supercharged. John Gululi, huh? Hmm. He's over at Bricks. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know.
Wow.
Look at that. It's like,
oof, nice color.
Looks kind of like a cider almost.
Looks refreshing.
That's refreshing.
Refreshing.
Let's get into some last week we had our number one voicemailer on the show, and we didn't have voicemail. So this week, let's see if we got.
I think he planned that.
Yeah, he's all, nobody call. It's just me. It's my time. My time on the show. Not yours.
It's my turn for the top four.
My turn for the top four. But we got some traditionals this week.
Hello, Chew Perfect Pour. This is Psycho.
You've been renamed.
Good to hear that recognition. Much appreciated. In any case, let's go back a little. I never responded to my three breweries. That would just break my heart. Per the Fontana Gym, I'd have to say Beachwood Barbecue and Brewing. Oh, living in Long Beach, that's my spot. Oh. Neighbors to Mikey, apparently, back in the day. Number That's two right. has got to
Lakewood,
be
baby.
Highland Park Brewing. Agreed with Chew Your Beer. That's a great spot. Highland Park, I get it every time I go back down to L.A. And got to give some love to the Bay Cellar Maker. Yeah, yeah. Those are my three.
Ooh.
Thank you very much. also, made it over to Coronado for their 35th anniversary. Woo!
Damn.
I gotta say, I got a little lost. Took public trans. I know Bart, but Muni? Yeah, I got a little lost. Kind-hearted soul on the train said, yeah, bro, you're going the wrong way. Get off and get back going that way. So got there, saw a couple friends, and enjoyed just some fantastic stuff. Had a hair of the dog, Fred. Beautiful, strong ale. Moxa, Elijah Craig, Imperial Stout. Oh, that was so good. Had a Monkish West Coast Classic IPA. Probably the tip of the iceberg. The top of the night for me was Private Press 1966. Ooh, oh, of course, had to have the Russian River anniversary beer they made. Just a fantastic night. Good beers. Oh, and cheers to everyone. Check your dates. I'm working, Berkeley.
East Bay. East Bay, baby.
East Bay.
That, that one brewery he's talking about, that's the one that with the guy that he only, it's a private brewery and only people that are members get to have the beer. And that was
Cellar Maker?
No.
No. Yep.
Only Cellar Maker. That private press?
Oh, private press.
Yeah. Like that's one of those breweries that like it's exclude, like you have to be a member to get the beer. It's not like an open place that any Yahoo from Central Valley could come and go, give me a thing that's close to the Coors Light.
Yeah.
Y'all got any of that Coors Light? That's good beer.
Y'all got some of that.
No, it's all our beer. Well, you know what? You guys should look into getting that Coors Light there because that's good beer. I don't know where it's from. Yeah. From the Rockies or something, but maybe you can find them. That's good beer. I started getting into stocks, because I'm old and I'm thinking about one day retiring. So I'm like, well, I guess I gotta start thinking about stock market and shit. So I've been like diving in the stock market and like looking on stocks and then I'm seeing like Constellation Brands and Coors and AB InBev. And I'm like, oh shit, should I buy their stocks? Is that selling out if I buy their stocks? So I was looking at their stocks and like none of them are in that great of a position. They're not that great to look at. So I'm not going to buy them anyway, but they're like pretty.
Let them make you money.
The AB InBev is like close to being a good place to buy it, but Coors and Constellation aren't that great buy right now. Just so you know. Stock tips for you.
Stock tips. Suddenly we're into
stocks. Stocks involve risk. Please do not listen to the advice given on the Perfect Board about stocks.
Yeah.
You'll lose money. There's this stock app you may have seen advertised. It's basically a stock app for dummies called Public.
Sure.
And I've been using that and I've lost $30 so far being on there for 2 weeks. So I'm doing pretty good, guys.
And you started with 12.
Yeah. Yeah. I started with $12 and somehow I've lost $30.
Yeah.
Woo! Buy when this red. If you happen to be on Public, buy when red. You can friend me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Untapped of stock buying. It totally is too. Like you can check in. Like, yeah, check it in.
Did
on
you
this
sweep
stock.
The board?
Yeah, we're like sweeping the board. I'm gonna get all the bad stocks. Board sweep.
Board sweep.
All the IPA stocks.
Yeah.
Hey there, Perfect Board Podcast audience.
Hey.
I got my summer tips now. Summer's almost over. So a little while ago, Mikey, you were asking about, hey, look at everybody's cooler. Just look, man.
I don't sound like that.
You need to try and free chill whatever you're going to put on ice. Now, we've heard a bunch of techniques. There's the cool it down ahead of time. There's the cool all your shit down with a bag of ice. And then drain all the ice and put ice on top.
Yeah.
I personally, if you have the availability, like to throw all my shit into a refrigerator the night before and then pull it all out, put it in the cooler. Worst case scenario is if you take your cooler, you can load it up with all your things and stuff and fill the cooler with just tap water for a little bit. Let it hang out for a couple hours in tap water. At least it'll cool it all down a little. And then you go and dump the ice on there. Now, as far as ice goes, from everything I've seen and noticed, Costco by far is the cheapest place to get ice. Having said that, grocery outlet, Barter Market, they also have about the same price on ice. So on top of being able to find the weird one-off stuff from a brewery that you didn't really know that they would get that you could check the date on and make sure it's still current, on top of finding those beers at grocery outlet, Bargain Market, you can get your ice there too. So I guess those are my cooler tips. As far as drinking, I've been drinking a lot of the IPAs, and on a couple flyers, I've kind of been forcing myself to step out of that comfort zone. And I can totally recommend the Lagunitas Hard Iced Tea.
No.
I've had them. They taste like the Lipton iced tea you get.
No.
You know, you got your raspberry, you got your sweet tea and all that other stuff.
La, 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 la. No.
Last weekend.
That's a Heineken beer. Beer. Shut up.
The best little drink ever.
Still care about any beer.
Everyone has Simply Lemonade before, or Simply Orange Juice? Well, holy shit. Did you guys know that they make Simply Hard Lemonade? Raspberry lemonade,
what?
Blueberry lemonade, watermelon lemonade, lemonade flavored lemonade.
Ooh, dude, lemonade flavored.
Those are fantastic. Mm. Give them a try. Throw $18 on a 12-pack. It's a very, very easy gamble. You're gambling less than $20. Have at it.
Thank
you later. See you guys. Montana. Keep up the good work, clown.
I don't think I have that kind of money.
That's not how you do the city drop-in, Jim. You don't say, okay, Fontana, see you later.
Yeah.
You, like, make us think like you're gone, and then you're it's like, Fontana. You're like, oh, fuck, we did it.
Do we need Chef to call in and remind everybody how it's done.
But yeah, maybe it's better that we just kind of forget the rule, and then one day Chef calls in and does it. We're like, oh boy, remember that?
Oh, moated.
Moated. Yeah. Moated. Start bringing that back.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start bringing that back in my kids junior high. I'm just gonna be like, I'm on a back to school night and open house night. I'm be like, oh dude, moated. They're not going to know what the hell's going on.
Oh, man, that's fresh.
That's fresh. Oh, dude, you got motive.
That's fresh.
Tubular, bro.
Rad.
Wow.
So radical.
Rad still. No. Boy, so like, yeah, Jim is giving us some good ice tips. There was something else. Oh, this hard ice tea. Like, shut up, Jim.
Like, you know this good. You know this stuff's good.
I don't care. I don't care if it's delicious. I don't want it.
Hey guys, Fontana Jim.
Oh jeez. Oh, this
Mikey,
guy.
Shut the fuck up for a second.
No.
Hey. So a couple of episodes ago, you guys were waxing poetic about the lost episode, the rammiest episode ever, and you couldn't remember it was me. Bells, and Scotty B. You guys couldn't remember who that person was. That was Scotty B. Now I got a question. I guess it would be more for get off my podcast, I don't know that other one. The other one you guys are doing, Dorktown. Haven't heard about that
the
for
old
a while.
Dorktown.
Anyways, so well, Nick, I guess you can hear. Listen along. What are your thoughts on these rumors on the Kathleen Kennedy reboot Star Wars with Princess Leia as the lead character that becomes a Jedi and replacing Han Solo with another female character? Hey, look, man, I'm all for the lady on lady love. I watched a lot of videos like that in my early 18, 19, 20s, but that just, I don't know, man. It seems like you're messing with something that should be sacred. I guess, I don't know how you tie it in. Maybe some of this the multiverse type of monkey business that they're thinking about rolling in and alternate, I don't know. Anyways, let's hear your real quick thoughts on that. I know this isn't really the show that it should be on. Because the other show went into deep, deep dude hibernation. Anyways, y'all keep the good work. Appreciate ya. Love you guys. Oh, hey, and if you do want another do another Dorktown podcast, I'm locked and loaded, baby. And I'm going to be up in the Fresno Clovis neighborhood the weekend before Thanksgiving. That's November sometime. Mark it. Get it. Hey, see you guys later.
Get it.
Yeah, I know we haven't done Dorktown for quite some time, but if we do go back to, if Fontana Jim isn't on, I'm not doing it.
What? I'm not doing it.
Thank you for getting Dorktown back in the lexicon of the Dorktown Network of podcasts here as the perfect pour is in. I would love for Dorktown to restart, and it may do it. It's not impossible. There's no plans for it to do it, but there's no reason why it can't, really. Actually, there are reasons why it can't, but it's the reasons why there isn't a Dorktown right now. But, you know, we could do it again. I actually still hold out hope that Dorktown will just start up again. But anyway, this whatever this Kathleen Kennedy rumor is of like doing a new version of Star Wars with Leia as the primary and replacing characters, I think you're listening to some BS YouTubers, Jim. You're listening to the wrong people. No, this isn't happening. You're listening to the wrong
fiction.
There's a group of Star Wars fans that just hate Kathleen Kennedy, and basically are just like just over analyze everything that Disney's done and Kathleen Kennedy has been a part of, and this sounds like a BS, like Kathleen Kennedy fan base theory going on. But maybe it's true. I don't know. Maybe my ears are not to the Star Wars universe hard enough to know that this is going on. So I definitely might be behind on the times, but that doesn't sound right to me. That sounds like conspiracy theorist jargon, and I don't think you have to worry. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff going on, and they don't need that going on. If that is true, that's not good. That's not a good idea. There's a lot of stuff they got to worry about. They don't need to worry about like making like a new line, like rebooting Star Wars, like the original trilogy.
Are you sure they're not having trouble?
I don't know. But thank you, the Fontana Jim. And the Fontana Jim is going to be in the Fresno Clovis area the weekend before Thanksgiving weekend. So if you want to get it happening, it's time to be in Fresno, baby. It. Oh, man. See, this always happens. I can hear Paul just saying it like, there'll be a week where there isn't voicemails or it's low voicemails, and then the next week it's just party central. So let's keep it going.
Dang.
Hey guys.
What's going on?
It's Con and Jean. Hey. We're giving you a jacuzzi report.
In the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
In the jacuzzi. So to sum up Massachusetts, after a treehouse with Scotty 91 and Martina.
Which was awesome.
Which was fantastic.
Those guys are so great.
We went into the actual city of Boston and we did Trillium, which is amazing.
Our hotel was literally next door to Trillium. So we could look out the window and see the sign.
What? I did it on purpose.
We did. She did.
And then we also had some like vitamin C that was really good. And we had
the daily serving.
The daily serving. Yeah. No, I'm talking about another brewery that was vitamin C.
Yeah, we did get to have vitamin C brewing.
C as S-E-A, not the letter C.
Yeah, their hazy was really, really on par.
Really on par. Yeah. And yeah, we... Delicious. we got to try a lot of breweries. Boston is a really clean city, really nice, has a lot of great food, a lot of great beer. Highly recommend.
Yeah, we went to Declaration Brewing.
We went to Declaration.
We went to beer bars, a couple beer bars.
Yeah, we went to...
where else did we go? We had like at least three or four.
Troy, I know, Lord Hobo.
Oh, we did Lord Hobo and Harpoon.
Nice. Harpoon.
Was huge. I didn't know they make all kinds of different beers.
I mean, they were all good, but just none compared to like Trillium and Treehouse. I mean, really, but really, really awesome place. Awesome place. And we are going to GABF. We have tickets. And we're going to the Friday session. So if anybody's coming out to Denver for GABF, please let us know. And we will totally do a get it. Hot tub is optional. But yeah, we can definitely do that. No pistole in the hot tub, too. Sorry.
No pistole.
You did a awesome job, dude.
Yeah, that was awesome. I think you should do that, you know, maybe once a month, like have a third guest on there.
Yeah,
you know, or a third and fourth guest, just hint, hint. I mean,
are you guys up late on the middle of the week?
Yeah, so it was fun. So, I mean, we've been back in Colorado now a week. We didn't do anything that exciting this weekend. We went to Four Noses. We went to Strange. We went to all our normal places.
Yeah, we did our usual stuff.
We did our usual stuff. And now we're enjoying our jacuzzis in the rain, and it's cool because we have an easy up over us, so we're not getting rained on.
Yeah, we actually took the TV and brought it out here, and now we're watching a 32-inch TV as we sit.
We're watching one wheel racing. This is Colin's thing. He loves one wheels.
Yeah,
so.
Once a year, he races for the rail, and that's what we're watching.
I'm actually finding it pretty exciting, too. So
you watch the Madeira races?
It is. So we want you to keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Bye. Back in Colorado.
Colorado.
Later, guys.
Nice.
Bye.
Poof. There, it's living the life.
Janine. Gosh. Yeah, just in their jacuzzi. Got the TV on. Watching one wheel. No, Madeira Speedway has that gets nationally televised, Nick. You don't know this because you're not a sports guy and maybe don't have DirecTV, but
apparently not.
That Madeira Speedway, those races they have there, gets on the national sports networks. You can watch that Madeira Fairgrounds.
I did not know this.
Yep.
All I know is they cause trouble when we're trying to have a car show.
You're like, hey, we're trying. Oh, that's good. The Madeira Speedway is, if you ever hear Nick talking about the Volkswagen car show he puts on at the Madeira Fairgrounds, this is where this Madeira Speedway is as well. It's a little, it's just this tiny oval racetrack. And it's just like, it's a unique track that there's not a lot of in the country anymore.
It's like so, a maybe 2 mile track.
Yeah. Not even that.
It's not very big.
No, it's tiny. But it's enough to where it gets national attention because of the races it puts on. So you're over there in a car show going, can you fucking calm those cars down at the race?
Can you move your damn cars out of the way?
I can't hear myself. Look at these cars. I'm trying to look at these cars in peace and your cars are getting really loud.
Can you go turn your car off and do that somewhere else? Because we're trying to have a car show over here.
I work in Madeira, and you can hear them all around town. Like if you're in that town, you can hear the raceway going. Anyway, tangent. Thank you, Colin Engineer.
Yep. So, we have to tell the cars to calm down so we could have a car show.
I'm trying to have a car show over here. Did you calm your cars?
Calm the cars down. We're trying to have a car show at the car track.
Courtney, she emailed us. Say, hey, guys.
What?
Happy almost stout season. She says almost stout season. I was working my day job and saw these fawn options in Atlanta because the bottom one is local. She's working on some fawns.
Nice.
One is local brewery for regular font. There's a local brewery for regular
folks. Local brewery.
And it does, I mean, it's hard. It's a podcast. It's hard to illustrate it, but it's, it does look like a brewery font, like you would see.
We are looking for recos on fonts.
Font recos. Thank you, Cordno, checking in.
Yo, what's up, Atos? True, you be here. Yo, last week's show was off the hook.
Hey, that guy was good, huh?
Having me on, homies. True, you be here. If you guess it, if you guess, you didn't guess it, right? So check it out, homes. Mikey, Nick, check it out, homie. I was watching TV. I forgot what channel it was, homes. But something came up. Maybe you can answer this. It was about food and the regions, right? And for some reason, it says that Fresno has the best tacos.
Yep.
Is this true, homie? Yep. Because you would think it would be L.A.
Nope.
Or even San Diego being so close to the border.
You guys are funny.
You know, I know Fresno has a huge Latino community. L.A. has the biggest L.A. community.
And then probably
San Diego comes in second and then Fresno third. But is this true? I mean, I do hear other people do say that Fresno does have the best tacos. They do say San Diego has the best burritos, but I don't think the burritos from San Diego would be considered like Mexican burritos. They're more like a Cali Mex, right? Ooh, or, you know, more like Cali burritos,
that's a
like
shot
that Cali burrito.
San Diego right
honestly,
there,
I've been to San Diego and I think I've ordered a Cali burrito, but I didn't know what the hype was. I know they put like French fries and salsa verde and queso and guacamole and sour cream, but maybe I went to the wrong spot. But, you know, that's what they say. San Diego's got the best burritos. Fresno's got the best fucking tacos. So, you know, LA's got what? Fucking Limburger cheese, homie?
Disneyland.
You know, like for,
yeah.
I had tacos here, honestly, to be honest, Holmes. I don't think I've really had a great, great taco from in L.A. I've had good tacos, but not tacos that I've gone back for.
Live.
But
right
I've
now,
had some bomb ass like burritos de al pastor, de carnitas, de buche, de tripas. So I've had that, but I've like a taco? Nah. So is Fresno really, really the spot for tacos? Because if it is, next time I come in, Mikey and Nick, it's on you guys. You guys are going to take me on a taco tour. No, we're not doing no beers, homie. We're doing a taco trail, homie.
Taco trail,
so spit out some places to hit for the listeners if they're out in your area, and what are your favorite spots? Other than that, Holmes, great show last week. You guys did amazing. You're welcome.
Wow.
This is Chew Your
Thank
Beer.
You.
You have to watch it, Holmes. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. So Chew's right. Fresno's the taco capital.
I think so. I would agree.
You know, he's saying, why is it in LA or San Diego? They just aren't, man. Fresno's got the focus.
Make better tacos.
And you talk about Fresno number three. I don't know, as far as Latino, Fresno's number one, dude. Fresno is 51% Latino. So I don't think LA and San Diego can say that, dude. So don't be, yeah. You can't mess with us.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. Don't mess with Fresno.
That's right.
And because
don't mess with Fresno.
No, mex with Fresno. Yeah. We don't like Tex-Mex. We ran the Tex-Mex place out of town.
Right.
No more Chevys here.
I do miss the fresh tortillas off the little
machine. Oh, yeah. Chevy's does have those fresh tortillas. And you're you go by that little tortilla machine. You're like, really? Can I have it? They're like, oh, yeah. Take one. I'm like, whoa, really? Yeah. I can just take a tortilla right now? Oh, yeah. They got a Canadian accent. That's where you know that's not going to be good.
This is not.
Oh, yeah, there. You can take down one of them, their tortillas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tortillas. But yeah, dude. You got to go to Fresno Tacos on social media if you want all the taco places to go to. Isn't it Fresno Tacos? Mike Oz is killing me. Mike Oz really pull together, like, sort of organize Fresno as being the taco capital. Like, we were, but nobody was marketing it right. And Mike Oz has marketed it properly. So we have been marketed as the taco capital of the country, and it's correct. It's not, mm-hmm. it's not bullshit, but thankfully Mike Oz has sort of brought that into focus.
Nice.
So I don't want to mess it up. So
yeah,
Mike is going to really be mad if I mess this up. he's the blog father of Fresno. I don't want to.
Wow. Do not cross him.
Fresno. If you look on Twitter, Fresno Tacos, or if you don't go on Twitter, go to FresnoTacos.com and then you can figure out what to do. Chew, you're a big Twitter guy. You should be following Fresno Tacos, and then you'll know. Then you'll get it. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
Fresno's the taco cap. El Primo Mayor. That's like
that's still number one.
That's considered number one. But I mean, there's so many good ones. It's just like
there are, and there's every like, there's every kind of style too.
Right. There's just all the styles, and we have a taco. There's something called the Taco Truck Throwdown every year.
That's right. That's probably what put us at the top of the list.
Yeah, and so it's like this huge day. It's just Taco Day in Fresno, and at the Grizzly Stadium there's this huge event, and like it's a big taco contest essentially, and celebrities come to town. Even it's a whole thing. If you like tacos, Fresno's a place, baby.
I think the last food truck tacos I really enjoyed was Dab.
Dab does some interesting stuff.
They did pork belly tacos. But my current favorite, just mostly because of proximity, is Pico de Gallo. Excellent street tacos.
I don't have their tacos, really. I just have their burritos.
Get the asada taco plate. Okay. It's two tacos with just peppers and onions. Oh, wait, never mind. Those are your two worst enemies, huh?
I've actually can handle onions on their own. I don't like I don't like little bits of onions in my meat.
Okay. Like, no, these are nice big chunks. So if you didn't like them, you could pull them out.
I'm fine with like big pieces of onion. I'll eat those and I'm good with it. I don't like it when they mix like little squares of onions in the meat. You know, sometimes they'll do
that. So no Taco Bell onions.
Exactly. Taco Bell do that shit. I'm like, ah, fuck. And then sometimes in Taco Bell, the onions will like gather together in one spot.
On one end of the
They'll like burrito. All gather together in this area. Then you bite it and it's like fucking onion central. And you're like, ah,
crunch, Jesus. Crunch, crunch.
I'm like, and then I throw it in the street.
They're thrown in the street.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo. So,
hey,
some things from last week. Carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide comes from a few different sources. Can be naturally welled out of the ground. The problem with those sources, they tend to be contaminated and have off flavors in them or off smells in them.
Off so those flavors.
Type of gases are used for your airsoft guns, your paintball guns, your bicycle pump things, and those little cartridges. And then there's the food grade carbon dioxide, which can come from ethanol production, mainly distilleries. It'll come from petroleum refinement for gasoline and ammonia production in fertilizer factories. So obviously you don't want to use the non-food grade CO2 because yuck. Mm-hmm. The shortage in 2020 was due to reduced petroleum refinement during COVID, obviously. And then every summer, the fertilizer plants actually shut down for maintenance and vacation something. So there's a cyclical reduction in carbon dioxide production from that.
We're on vacation, no shortage.
On top of having the fertilizer factory shut down, one of the major plants that produces CO2 had a contaminant into their system, and they had some off flavors, off smells, or contaminants detected. So they actually had to shut down, and it's one of the major suppliers on the East Coast. And somehow it's now trickled over to the West Coast with the shortage. So watch out for undercarbonated beers, I guess. Yeah. So it's a little CO2 in a nutshell. The other thing, pumpkin seeds. The other thing I like to do with pumpkin seeds, after you've kind of pulled all the pumpkin brain off of them and rinsed them, is I put them on a wire rack on a cookie sheet in the fridge overnight, because the refrigerator will help dehydrate them further, so you get them extra crispy. And then, yeah, just like Chew said, I like to bake them for about 40 minutes to get them good and crispy, seasoned and oiled, of course, and then put them on the smoker for a little bit. I thought when I did them on the smoker straight up, they were a little too smoky for my wife's flavor profile that she likes, but for me, they were fine. But that's how I do this, the pumpkin seeds, since it's time for pumpkin beers, apparently. I did see some pumpkin beers out. Got back from Michigan, moved my daughter over to college at Michigan State University, and that's where I saw my first pumpkin beer. Who was it? It's Pumpkin Ale. Is it Jolly Pumpkin? No, it's not Jolly Pumpkin, but did get to drink some beers at Jolly Pumpkin Tap Room there, and did enjoy a nice 25th anniversary gravity keg. Those gallon guys from Bell's Two Hearted with a buddy while I was out there too, which was pretty awesome. Yeah, so I'm one kid down in the house now. That's all I got, guys. Hope it's all as well. Be safe, check your dates, have fun. Bye. El Dorado Hills.
I was waiting for something else to happen. Thank you, Wazoo. Appreciate
all the CO2 knowledge.
Yeah, more CO2 knowledge. We're gonna have this all figured out before I know it. That's but right up until the CO2 shortage ends, and then we like we'll have it figured out.
We could have told you that was gonna happen.
Yeah,
we told you.
You heard it here first on the Perfect Boy. And he's getting close to being empty nester.
Dang!
So watch out.
Travel the world.
Yeah, start traveling the world. Get in a hot tub in Colorado. I hear it's great.
It's they have an easy up over the top.
Yeah, you can put an easy up over. I would have enjoyed the rain. I would have been fine. I didn't need. Well, like they had to do an easy up for the TV. I understand that. But like, okay. I would enjoy being in a hot tub in the rain. Like
hot that tub, sounds, cold rain.
Yeah, huh? That sounds pretty good. Cause like I love the hot tub, but after about 10 minutes, you're like, fuck, this is pretty hot. like maybe we should do something else. But like if the rain starts raining, then I'm like, all right, I can handle being out here for a while longer.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? And I think we're good. Thank you, everyone that called the show. Got on the show. Get in the voicemails on the show. Really appreciate your help and the content and whatnot. Remember, you can be on the show. Even if you've got a little 3-minute, you're thinking about doing a podcast, or you don't want to do all the, like the rigmarole of doing a podcast, but you still want to, you can just do a 3-minute podcast and put it on here. If it's something you think a perfect poor listener would be into, go try it out. Give it a shot and we'll play it and we'll listen to it and talk over it appropriately. Did I make it back? Oh, shit.
I love gold.
Oh, that was an active open because I was running back. I was trying to. Right from the beer fridge back to the microphone. And I just barely made it.
What?
This one's another Wazoo Corvette beer from Mraz Brewing Company, 340. Mraz 340.
Mraz.
Sorry, Nick. I kept this one for myself. It's a hazy.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Hazy Pale Ale. Not a hazy IPA, hazy pale.
Hey, we're bringing the pale. Are we going to save the pails?
Saving the pails by hazing them. This is what I'm saying. You've got to haze everything. You got to, every beer style has to have an IPA version and a haze version. Brown IPAs, table beer IPAs.
Yeah.
Sour beer IPAs. Oh, no, wait. They already got that.
Sour PAs. Just no white IPAs. Those are canceled.
Nope. Nobody cares about white IPAs. Oh, geez. What is this?
Oh, geez.
I'm just trying this and I don't know. I'm not sure if I like it. Maybe I need some new. I'm going to have to palate cleanse a little more here. Hold on.
Yeah. Not quite strong enough to cut, huh?
The Nick 80 on tap. Can you remember anything you drank this week?
Not this week. Gosh, dang it. Let's go back to Friday night. I polished off my Broken Skull IPAs. Saturday night. What happened Saturday? Where was I?
It was all right for fighting.
I don't remember. Sunday, I had a New Glory beer. Oh, I found Main Beer Co. is back in the market. I had a lunch pale ale.
They got like 5 different Main Beer Company beers.
They do, yeah.
They're a little bit pricey when you look, because they got them right next to the Russian River. And so, you know, they have similar bottle styles. So they're like, all right, let's put these together. And so you see the Main Beer Company beers, they're like $9.49 and Oof. Stuff. And then you see the Russian River beers are like $6, $7. Yeah. You're like, oh, well, I'll just get the Russian River beer then.
Thanks for coming back, Maine. Yeah. Too bad. Too bad I'm cheap. Well, I bought it unknowing bought the price it. I was paying. So, yes, I paid a lot of money for a pale ale then, if that's the case.
You're like, you're at the register. You're like, are you sure?
Are you sure? That can't be right.
Where's my 10% discount?
Yeah. And Oktoberfest beers are out.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Dust Bowl. I had a bum, Dust Bowl
That's yep. What we haven't had is a get it at Oktoberfest, like the legit Oktoberfest, like in Germany. Oh, fucking Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Now
that we haven't had a get it call from that. That's like a wish list right there. I hope that happens before episode 500, which basically, it's got to happen now. It's got to.
Got to happen right now.
It's got to happen now if it's going to get this in before 500. So, our European listeners or our listeners from the States that are going to go to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
We're going to need a voicemail. Otherwise.
Like now.
I don't know. Like, yeah. You should be leaving it right now.
Right now.
You should stop listening to this.
Closing crap. Early. We're going to quit early if nobody calls.
And if you're at Oktoberfest in Germany, just blasting this episode, stop listening to it and call the show.
Yeah. Right now.
I mean, we have not gotten a call from the OG Oktoberfest. We've got GABF calls. We've gotten Firestone Walker Invitational calls. Blah, 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 blah. We have not gotten a Oktoberfest call. Let's go. I'm calling you out, Belgian listeners, Iceland listeners, Wales. Come on. Let's get over there.
Yeah. If you're in driving distance of Oktoberfest and you're not calling us,
yeah,
what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, come on. Let's go. Go drink some beers with a bunch of people. Go drink a shit ton of lagers with everyone. Go look at the person that's got like 80 beers on their tray. Like, oh, yeah. See if they're going to.
Nothing but leaders.
That's definitely a bucket list thing, is to go to Oktoberfest. Legit Oktoberfest. What other beers do you have, Nick?
That's my beers. That's it.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Fans hate it. Boo. Boo this man. Boo. I had the New Glory's Dripping Wet. That's an Imperial New England IBA. That was okay.
I guess if you like that stuff.
I guess. Another New Glory beer called Noonski. Noonski. It's a pale. That was good. It's nice. Fine. One from Jackrabbit Brewing Company called Flavor Flakes. It's got like a Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger kind of label.
Nice. On.
A little bit of, yeah. And that was actually a good beer. Sometimes those labels don't match up to the beer, but that one hit it. The Alvarado Street Hoppier California with the K, California with the K.
Nice.
The Pizza Port and Alvarado Street collab. Cool. That's always
we're collabing. Good.
Original Pattern Brewing, East Bay Brewer Original Pattern. Original Pattern. Ay, ay, ay. Taking it easy. A session IPA.
There you go. Just in time for session season.
Yeah. And from Russian River, I had a Blind Pig and a Pliny the Elder.
Wow.
The past couple Plinies I've had, and I don't know if it's my palate or if it's a Russian River thing, so I need to have a couple more, but I'm just like not, the Plinies aren't hitting right now, so I don't know if that's me or Plinies. Like, if I was a little bit more of a negative person, I might start raking on the Windsor facility. I'm like, this is a Windsor Pliny, but I don't know. I don't want to make any waves, okay? I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's just my palate. I'm sure it's not the Windsor facility.
It's the Windsor influence.
Not making the right Plinies. I'm sure that's not it. I'm sure it's my palate. Okay.
That's right.
One from Bottle Logic Brewing, the Automated World New England Hazy IPA, because I don't know that there's any other beers to drink. And that's all I got checked in. That's all I remember.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I did pretty good. Still working on this 340 Mraz. And I don't know. Yeah, it's something. It's simply something. ball. I promised Sonic Foamer. And now the Sonic Foamer has a unique feature where you have to put water into this little coaster mechanism it has. Otherwise, if you don't put water in it, it won't rejuvenate your beer. So I wasn't working earlier because it was dry and I'm watering it. Now I've got water in the Sonic Foamer. See if it works. I'm going to put the mic to it.
Water.
Damn it, it didn't work.
It did not.
I guess I'm going to have to actually replace the battery for the first time ever.
Dang it.
Next week, we'll get some Sonic Foamer battery. Oh, nope. Yep, it's just not going to do it. All the lights are working, though.
Yay.
See that? I'll show Nick. Boop, per boop, the lesser boop, one. Boop, boop,
boop. Yeah, that's a pretty light you got there. I see it.
Yeah, the lights will work, but the sonic portion won't. All right. We'll work on that for next week. Do you have any cheers, Nick?
Cheers to Mark Ratty. He's drinking some whiskey.
Oh, boo.
Last week's episode, he heard I like the McKenna. He says, I too like this whiskey.
Yeah. There's a lot of whiskey people in the craft beer world. I don't know.
That's right.
I don't know what to do with
Watch
that.
Out.
Watch out.
Watch out. Out.
Yeah.
Out.
If you're like, find this new friend at a brewery and you're like, broing out with craft beer and you're like, oh, yeah, craft beer, blah, 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 craft beer. Watch out. Watch out. They might be a whiskey person.
Yes. It's all a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy. Cheers to Buck. He's sending me Volkswagens in the forum. I'm not upset by this.
Look at this one. Cheers.
Uncheers to Fontana Jim for posting Bush Apple.
What?
In the forum, he shows us a picture of Bush Light Apple.
Oh, what?
You know the beer Bush?
Yeah.
USC.
Yeah,
they make an apple version.
Oh,
and he says, hey guys, look, it's a total wine.
That's why I feel like confused. There's a Bush Light with apple.
Yeah, with apple. Oh my
God. What in the world? Wow.
Evil Circle says, I'm holding out for pineapple.
Oh, yeah. That Bush pineapple. That would be better than the apple, at least.
And cheers to Benj Clark. He's checking in with some early 1900s comic strips for us.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I almost use that in Drinking and Thinking. Drinkingandthinking.substack.com is what I was referring to. I don't know if you knew that name. But
what are you trying to say? I don't subscribe. What are you trying to say?
Non-subscriber, son of a bitch.
That's it. I'm subscribing right now.
That's how I'll show you. I'll subscribe. Damn it. Cheers to the Golden Gods. Boop, 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 boop. Those are our patrons that give us money every month and we pay our bills. All our bills are up to date. The UPS store is like, good job paying the bill. Yeah, they pay for our UPS store. They pay for our media hosting of the show and all the things. Give us a little extra money. We might be able to buy a meat roller here. Any moment. We are that close to buying a meat roller.
Not a Mr. Beer Kit?
Or a Mr. Beer Kit. Ooh, or maybe one of those stand-up video games. That's what I'm kind of angling for.
Yes. Okay, I might come over for
what that. The studio needs. If I could get Nick to come back over.
No, like, never mind. Changing my mind. Rolling treats it is.
I got a Mrs. Pac-Man and a rolling meat roller and a Mrs. Pac-Man. Stand-up Mrs. Pac-Man and a meat roller. That's all I need.
But can I use washers instead of quarters?
Maybe. That's what I want to, like, there's this company, this arcade company that makes these stand-up games and they're like not exactly the size, but they're close.
Oh.
But yeah. Like I want them to have like core, I want to be able to form the work with quarters and be able to like make my friends use quarters and be like, ah, sorry. Dang. 50 cents.
Hey, it ain't my quarter. Hey guy. It ain't my quarter.
I'm not responsible for that.
I didn't get my play.
Yeah, I want that video game. I mean, that's the, when you're a kid, like there's nobody more important than the guy that's got the key to the video stand up coin thing. He opens it up, he's like, gives you your quarter, locks it back up. I mean,
but then he doesn't. But that's not the end of it. He just doesn't get the quarter out and like let you play. Like then he's got to fiddle with things for like 20
minutes.
Yeah, he's got
to mess with it.
Check the like, mom in here.
It doesn't look like he knows what he's doing, but he's got to do it just to look like, you know, like yeah. Let me like
get your quarterback. But like, then he's like okay, oh, now can you move so I can play?
You're like, oh wow, he's really working on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like I have to try something else. This one's out of order the rest of the day.
Yep. And you're like, oh man, I messed up the Mrs. Pac-Man.
I messed up. Wrong quarter.
Yeah. He's one of them Canadian quarters.
What thought it worked? We both live there under the Queen's rule, don't we?
No.
God save the Queen.
Cheers to everyone on the forum, everyone on the Friday night Zooms. If you like being on Zoom on Friday nights and drinking beers, we've got a community for you. And if you're not involved in that, you want to get involved, you can message us or message someone that you know is involved in those Friday night Zooms, and you get the numbers and details, numbers, passwords you need to get in on that, and you just hang out, drink some beers, talk about things. Cheers to Exapero. Send me a link to I somehow hadn't seen him before. I was like a Van Halen. It was like one of the sound engineers, I think, when they were either, I don't know if he was in on the recording or if he just had the information about the original Van Halen album, and he had this sort of like behind the scenes eruption, isolated eruption solo.
Wow.
It had these like little bits and pieces of stories about the recording of eruption. He had the mic, the audio. There was a mic, like just in the studio, like in the ceiling, that would just just basically taking the ambient audio of the studio, and he played he had the version of Eddie Van Halen doing eruption into You Really Got Me from the Van Halen album, but he had like the ambient mic version of it. Like,
wow,
so that was pretty cool. So anyway, okay. Cheers to Exapero for passing that along. And cheers to my friend Aaron. His birthday was this week, and to his oldest child moving on to college. And, you know, there's a lot of college talk this week. So cheers to Kels for moving on, and she's kind of like the elder statesman of our friend group's kids, all our kids. And so cheers to I've been there since this kid just kid's birth day one, and then now she's going to college. So
dang,
it's a weird, wild, wacky world, man. So
yeah,
cheers cheers to everyone that's got kids going off to college, or just kids going off into the real world after high school, whatever they're doing. That's what I did after high school. I didn't go immediately to college. I went and lived in Kansas.
Wow. Because
that's what you do.
Okay, that's what you do.
Yep. After high school, you moved to Kansas for a while.
Oh, dang it. I didn't do that.
Oh, you didn't? Is it too late? Oh, you shouldn't. No, it's not too late. You can do it. I'll hook you up with some people up in Concordia. But yeah, cheers to all everyone out there that's, you know, supporting somebody else, whether it's a kid or whether it's, I don't know, yourself. Cheers to supporting yourself.
Cheers to me. I functioned on my own this weekend and survived.
You function. Yeah. And that's what I got. Are you good, Nick? What you got? Anything?
That was good.
All right. Thanks for listening to the show at Perfect Board Pod on social media, perfectboardpod.com. If you want any more information about the show,
yeah,
that's all you need. Thanks for listening.
Of course.
Have a great week.
Oh, we'll try.
Be safe.
Always.
Have fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Like Jakku's fun or just regular?
Oh, yeah. Both. Yeah. Nothing beats Jakku's fun, though. I mean, really, nothing.
No. No. That's true.
But before all that.
Yes.
You gotta what?
Check your dates. Oh.